This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Welcome to the English We Speak with me, Jiaying.
And me, Neil. Are you okay? You look really stressed.
Well, I had a crazy lunch. I went to the park to eat my lunch, but then I couldn't find my nuts. Then I saw who stolen them.
Was it Rob?
No, it wasn't. I looked everywhere, and lo and behold, a squirrel had stolen them.
What? What did you say? Lower and below?
No, Neil, I said lo and behold, which is often used to express surprise at an event or introduce an unexpected part of the story.
Ah, that makes sense. Like a strange coincidence. Like the other day, I wanted some biscuits, but lo and behold, guess who'd eaten them all?
Rob, let's talk about some other surprising twists after these examples.
I was just thinking about my uncle when, lo and behold, he rang. I'd completely forgotten to finish just one task and lo and behold, it was the only one my boss asked for. My wife was so angry the other day. Lo and behold, it was her birthday and I'd forgotten.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression, lo and behold. We use this expression to introduce a surprising event to a story we're telling.
So what happened after you saw the squirrel had stolen your nuts in the park?
Well, I said to the squirrel, "Hey you, give me back my nuts." And lo and behold, the squirrel returned my food.
That's amazing. That squirrel must have felt really guilty.
Yes, he apologised. You see, he didn't mean to steal my nuts, but he needed them. Lo and behold, he has a young family, so I gave him the nuts. Guess what happened next?
The squirrel asked if you'd like to join him for dinner?
Don't be ridiculous, Neil. He ran off.
Okay. That's not as surprising as I imagined.
Bye, Neil.
Bye.